愿大家平安。
May peace be with you。
我们最近读经读到旧约以斯帖记。
Recently, we've been studying the book of Esther。
今天下午用一段时间跟大家一起来学习以斯帖记的对我们的生活的教导。
This afternoon, we shall study the book of Esther and see how it affects our lives.
以斯帖记是圣经里面唯一没有提到神的一卷圣经。
The book of Esther is the only book in the Bible in which the word God was never mentioned.
所以从第一章到最后一章找不到一个主一个神这个字。
So from the chapter 1 to the end of the chapter, we do not find the word God.
但是以斯帖记从第一章到最后一章神的工作非常明显。
However, from the first chapter to the end of the chapter, God's work has been very prevalent.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
有时候我们觉得我们的信仰生活好像很平淡。
Sometimes we may feel that our life of faith may be very monotonous.
没有很特别的属灵体验。
We do not experience special experiences in the spirit.
但是神天天在引导我们在看顾我们确实很实在的。
However, it is very practical that we feel God in our daily lives, that He's guiding us and leading us all the way.
那以斯帖这个字在它原来的意思就是星星的意思。
The meaning of the word Esther in its original text is star.
如果我们在很黑暗的环境里面抬头望天上的星星星星的亮光特别亮。
If we are placed in a very dark environment and we lift up our heads to the sky, we will see that the magnificence of the stars.
那在以斯帖那个世代以色列百姓遇到极大的困难。
During the generation of Esther, the people of Israel experienced a great difficulty.
因为在第三章开始看到一个人叫做哈曼。
Because starting from chapter 3, we see the person called Haman.
那这个哈曼得到王的喜悦。
This Haman received favor from the king.
在王的面前高升。
Before the king, he was lifted up high.
那哈曼就利用他的权位要来除灭所有的以色列百姓。
Thus Haman used his high position to try to annihilate all the Israelite nation.
因为哈曼遇到一个人叫莫迪改。
Because Haman happened to meet a person called Mordecai.
那这个莫迪改他就不敬拜哈曼。
This Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman.
因为这跟信仰不同。
Because this is against his religion.
我们唯一要拜的就是天上的神。
The only person that we should bow down to is our heavenly God.
除了神之外，我们不敬拜任何一个人。
Aside from God, we do not bow down to anyone.
这是我们信仰一个最基本的原则。
This is a very basic principle in our faith.
但是哈曼要人来敬拜他、跪拜他，这个违反他的信仰的原则。
However, Haman required that men would bow down and pay homage to him, and this is against his Mordecai's religion.
那这个哈曼就想办法，不但莫迪改要把他杀掉，所有的犹太人都要把他杀掉。
So Haman thus sought ways and means to do evil to Mordecai and to kill all the Israelites.
当然，这整个故事发生以色列百姓在被掳当中的一个危机。
The story of the Israelites who are in bondage. This is a crisis for them as the story unravel.
所以在以色列百姓的历史里面这个是最黑暗的一个时代。
Therefore, this generation was the darkest moment in the history of the Israelites.
因为王已经定了一天12月13号因为这一天全部的以色列百姓都要把他杀掉。
Because the king has appointed a day in which all the Israelites are to be killed, which is the 13th day of the 12th month.
那在古代这个时代里面王一下命令就是有效的。
And in the ancient times, once the decree has been proclaimed, it will take effect.
所以1月13日以前如果情势没有改变，1月13日以后，所有犹太人都被杀掉了。
Therefore, before the first month of the 13th day, if nothing has changed, then after the 13th day, all the Jews will have been killed.
所以这是一个黑暗的时刻。
This was the darkest moment.
那在黑暗的时刻里面出现的以斯帖。
And in this dark moment, there appeared Esther.
就是一个明星啊。
She was the bright star.
就带给以色列百姓一个希望。
She brought upon hope for the Israelites.
也真的因为以斯帖自觉使命。
And also because Esther was very self-conscious of her own mission in life.
她做她应该做的事情。
She accomplished that mission that was set before her.
所以带给以色列百姓一个希望。
So she brought hope upon the Israelites.
就是他们不但没有被灭掉，而且在王面前得到王的肯定跟王的看顾。
Not only that the Israelites were not completely annihilated, but they have gained favor and care in the eyes of the king.
那这个整个以斯帖记让我们来思想神的恩典。
In the whole book of Esther, we come to once again reminisce upon God's grace.
也让我们来思想我们得恩典的责任。
That we can also meditate upon the responsibility that we have toward God's grace that is in us.
第三个就是怎么把握机会来完成神给我们的责任。
And thirdly, how do we grasp hold of the opportunity to finish the responsibility set before us by God?
以色列百姓被掳到外国去。
The Israelites were exiled to another nation.
对神来讲神当然是有计划的。
To God, obviously, he had a plan.
他们被掳到巴比伦，这个是神所允许发生的。
The incident that they all were exiled to Babylon, this is allowed by God.
因为神用最不得已的方法要让他们回头。
Because God has used his last resort to let the Israelite nation return back to him.
那是他们回头之后能够重新向下扎根，向上结果。
So that upon their return, they may take hold downwards and grow upwards.
因为他们是神的选民。
Because they are God's chosen nation.
所以神当然不愿意见他的选民完全灭绝。
Therefore, obviously, God would not want to see his people killed completely.
为什么？因为神是全能的神。
Why? Because God is God Almighty.
如果他的选民全然灭绝，那神的慈爱在哪里？
If his people are all annihilated, then where is his mercy?
那神的信实在哪里？
And where is his faithfulness?
那神的荣耀在哪里？
And where is his glory?
所以虽然被掳到巴比伦，但神的同在神的看顾没有减少。
Therefore, even though the people were exiled into Babylon, but they have never lacked a day of God's grace and mercy and care.
甚至神安慰他们，你就是在这边住70年，照样结婚耕地过生活，要等到这个70年时间到，你们就可以回去。
In fact, God instructed them that you continue to live here and you till the land, grow, base your families and continue your life. And then when the time is up.
但是当时这个哈曼要杀掉所有以色列百姓，当然神知道。
And of course, God knows the plan of Haman to kill the whole Israelite nation.
神是无所不知的神。
God knows everything.
那神其实早就有预备。
Actually, God already had a plan prepared.
神预备当时的以斯帖。
He prepared a person called Esther at that time.
那怎么预备呢？
How did he prepare?
就是一直把他带领到最后变成王后。
He led her to the point that she became the queen.
所以我们若从以斯帖记第一章开始。
Therefore, if we start from the book of Esther, chapter 1.
你看这个历史怎么一直在转变。
We can see the turn of the history.
第九节，王后以斯帖瓦斯提。他不听王的命令。
In verse 9, it says Queen Vashti rebelled against the king's decree.
那十三节开始，所以这个王就把王后废掉。
Therefore, in verse 13, that the queen was abolished.
所以这个整个虽然没有提到神，这整个历史的发生都是神在主导的。
Even though the word God was not mentioned here, but the whole turning point of history It's led by the hands of God.
那这个王后被废掉，就有一个机会。
And once the queen has been abolished, there remained an opportunity.
就是以斯帖的机会。
This opportunity came to Esther.
让她变成王后。
So that she can become the queen.
那从第二章开始。
And starting from chapter 2.
那接下去他们就要选择一个新的王后。
Next, they would want to seek for the second queen.
来代替原来的皇后。
In replacing the previous queen.
那当然。神一直在带领。
Of course, God continued to lead them.
所以让这个王就喜好以斯帖超过其他所有的女人。
So that the king looked favorably toward this Esther above all other women.
所以后来以斯帖就很名正言顺的成为王后。
And later on, Esther became officially the queen.
所以这个整个过程其实都是神在预备。
So the whole process, we can see the preparation of God.
为着要救他的百姓。
In order to save his people.
比方圣经里面在记载约瑟被卖到埃及。
For example, the Bible would record the incident of Joseph being sold to Egypt.
当这个事情正在进行的时候，约瑟本身也不了解到底神什么意思。
In the middle of the process of the happenings, Joseph himself did not understand the whole plan.
只是觉得神给他看的两个意象跟发生在他身上的不太一样。
He only saw that the two visions he had seen before was not matching to what is happening in the world.
众星连太阳月亮都向他下拜，那今天怎么他被他的兄弟卖掉呢？
The stars in heaven, the sun and the moon are all bowing down to him. Then how come he was being sold by his brothers?
他敬畏神，为什么神没有看顾被下到监牢呢？
He feared God. Then why was it that he was placed in the deepest jail?
经过13年。
After 13 years later.
他变成宰相。
He became the prime minister.
那个时候可能他也不太清楚为什么神要带他到埃及变成宰相。
At that time, perhaps he did not also understand the will of God that he was brought to Egypt to become the prime minister.
一直到他爸爸死了。
To the point of time when his father died.
他的哥哥向他求情，不要报复。
His brothers came to seek mercy from him so that he will not retaliate.
他说我岂能够代替神呢？
He said, how can I replace God?
你们意思虽然不好，要把我卖到埃及。
Even though your intentions were evil so that I may be sold to Egypt.
但是神的意思好的。
However, God's will was good.
要差我到埃及。
So that I was sent to Egypt.
为什么？
Why?
因为有大饥荒，我在这里当宰相，你们就可以因为我来得到存活。
Because the famine was coming and I was sent here first so that at the time the famine was here, everyone would survive.
所以神早就预备约瑟要让他到埃及做宰相，所以以色列百姓搬到埃及能够在那里繁荣昌盛。
So we can see the preparation of God that Joseph was prepared to go to Egypt, and later on the Israelites could come to Egypt and grow and prosper there.
所以神是历史的主人，神其实对每一件事情都有他的安排跟预备。
Therefore, God Himself is the Lord of history, and He Himself holds all the preparations to everything.
因此我们在看圣经的时候。
Therefore, when we read the Bible,
虽然神沉默没有讲话，但是神的预备却一直在进行。
It seems that God has been silent and did not speak a word. However, His plan continued to progress.
又好像摩西。
Just like Moses.
他怎么会从王宫出来呢？
Why would he come out from the palace?
那怎么会跑到旷野去牧养40年呢？
Why would he go to the wilderness as a shepherd for 40 years?
可能他自己想也想不清楚。
Perhaps it is beyond his comprehension what had happened.
但是这个是神的预备。
However, this is the preparations of God.
等到时机成熟，
when the time is up,
神就呼召他。
God called him.
那他已经是一个预备成熟的器皿。
At that time, he was already made mature and a vessel ready for use.
那神就可以用。
God can use him.
所以他就神就呼召他。
So God can call him.
所以每一个世代神都有预备他所要用的人。
Therefore, in every generation, God will prepare the workers that He will use.
那现在我们就来想想我们自己。
Now let us think about ourselves.
因为当时莫迪改去见以斯帖。
At that time, Mordecai went to see Esther.
有提到他从神得的恩典。
He mentioned about the grace that God has given him.
有提到他应该履行的责任。
And the responsibilities that she should undertake.
也提到现在就是机会。
And also pointed to the fact that now is the opportunity.
我们现在看以斯帖记的第四章。
Let us turn to Esther chapter 4.
以斯帖记的第四章。
Esther chapter 4.
十三节，请读。
Verse 13, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. 14, for if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place, but you and your house, your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Mordecai was reminding Esther,
说你不要想你在王宫啊强过一切。
Don't think, saying that, do not think in your heart that you will escape more than other people.
这不要，也就是说，你今天变成王后住在王宫哦，不要想说我跟以色列百姓的事情没有关系啊。
Which means to say that today you are the queen and you are living in the palace. Do not think that you are set apart from all the other matters of the Israelites.
今天你变成王后，这是神的恩典。
Today, the fact that you are the king and the queen, it is the grace of God.
所以你不能够只在王宫里面那享受快乐的生活，到死为止就结束了。
You cannot stay in the palace and continue to enjoy your pleasures till the point of time that you die.
要思想神给你的恩典是带有责任的。
You have to think the grace that God gave you bears with it responsibility.
为什么？因为现在王要把所有以色列百姓都杀掉啊。
Why? Because now the king has decreed to kill all the Israelites.
那你是王后，你是唯一有能够影响王的一个人。
And now you are the queen. You are the only, the main factor that can deter the king's decision.
那这就是你的责任。
This is your responsibility.
你得的恩典就是为着来履行这个责任。
The grace that you have received is to implement this responsibility.
这是当时的莫迪改对他的提醒。
This is the reminder that Mordecai served to Esther at that time.
但是如果你不愿意来履行这个责任，
but if you do not wish to execute this responsibility,
因为履行这个责任是有危险的。
Because the execution of this responsibility carries with it danger.
因为王没有呼召你，你自己去看他。如果王不喜欢，你会被杀掉的。
If the king did not call upon you and you request to appear before the king, if he is not did not seem favorable, he will kill you.
所以你如果不愿意，
if you are unwilling,
这个是神的选民啊。
These people are the people of God.
神会有其他的方法来拯救他们。
God will use other means to save them.
所以在神的神的选民在神看起来是非常的宝贵。
So the people of God are very precious in His sight.
甚至连当时的哈曼他的一些朋友也了解。
Even the friends of Haman at that time would understand this fact.
我们来看第六章。
Let's refer to chapter 6.
以斯帖记第六章。
Esther chapter 6.
十三节啊，十二节，请读。
Verse 12, chapter 6, verse 12. Afterward, Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house, mourning and with his head covered.
十三节。
Verse 13. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his wise men and his wife Zeresh said to him, "If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him."
这个地方在讲当时的哈曼跟他太太对他讲的话。
At this time, it reflects upon the time when Haman spoke to his wife.
还有他的众朋友智慧人。
And his wise men friends.
对他讲什么？
What did they say?
你在莫迪改面前是而败落。如果他是犹太人，你必不能胜他。终必在他面前败落。
Saying, if Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him.
为什么哈曼太太跟他的智慧人会讲这样的话呢？
Why did Haman's wife and the wise man friends would understand this fact?
因为他从历史这样一直观察，发现神的选民背后是神啊。
Because according to their observation throughout history, that the backbone of the Israelite nation is God himself.
选民看得到，神看不见。
The chosen people of God are visible, but God is invisible.
但是神看顾他的选民，好像人看顾眼中的瞳人。
But God pay attention and care for the Israelite people as if they are the pupil of His eye.
那以赛亚书说，做母亲都会忘记儿子，天上的神绝对不会忘记他的百姓。
The book of Isaiah also stated that even if a mother may forget his own child, the heavenly Father will not forget His people.
所以这些人的后面是神，你没有办法胜过他的。
The backbone of these people is God Himself. You will not prevail against Him.
你到最后一定会败落的。
In the end, you will fall down.
所以我们可以看到，当时，他们虽然遇到这么大的危险
，Even though they met with such a big crisis at that time，
连莫迪改也知道神一定会拯救，只是用什么方法，不知道。
Even Mordecai realized that God will save them to the end, but he did not know what means is God going to use。
如果以斯帖不要做，神会感动其他人。
If Esther were to refuse to do the execution, then God will choose another person.
但是他得到恩典，但是没有履行神给他的责任。
But if Esther were to have received the grace but refused to execute the responsibility,
那这个恩典就变成灾祸。
Then this grace will turn into a disaster.
因为他没有报答神的恩典。
Because she has not repaid the grace of God.
那今天这个对我们来讲是什么？
So today, what does this serve as?
首先我们要看我们到底从神得到什么。
First, we have to reflect, what is it that we have received from God?
如果今天的我跟没有信耶稣的我是完全一样。
Are we the same as before we have received Jesus?
我完全没有得神恩典。
We have not received God's grace at all.
那我们就过没有信耶稣以前的生活，那没有问题了。
Then it is no problem if we lead the lives that are like before we have received Jesus.
那如果今天的我是得到神极大的恩典。
But if ourselves we have received the greatest grace from God.
那这个极大的恩典就含有神给我们极大的责任。
This abundant grace of God will carry within itself the responsibility set for us by God.
那请问我们得到什么恩典？
So let us ask ourselves, what grace have we received from God?
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书的第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节
Verse 7. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
这个地方用问题来问我们。
Here, the questions are posed to us.
使你们跟人不同的是谁？
Who makes you differ from another?
对一般人来讲，当然是我自己啊。
Some people may, many people may answer,Of course, I myself.
我有才能，我奋斗，我机会好，所以我跟人不同。
I am so capable, I am so talented, and I work very hard and had the opportunity.
那下面
，And then later on,
你有什么不是领受的呢
？And what do you have that you did not receive?
人的能力是领受的。
All the strength of men are received.
我们所得到的机会是神给的。
All the opportunities that we have are given by God.
生命是神给的。
And life is given by God.
一切我们所有都是神给的。
Everything that we have are given by God.
所以有哪一样不是领受的呢
？So which of the things that we have had we not received from God?
既然是领受，不是我们生下来就有的。
Since we receive all of them from God, not that we're born with it.
那个就是恩典。
These are called grace.
所以今天我有什么
？So think, what is it that we have today?
我有的就是神给我。
Whatever that I have is given to me by God.
我有什么，这就是我有神的恩典。
What do I have today? They are all given by God.
所以这个就是我们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
所以这个第一个就是从属世的标准来看。
So firstly, we take a look at this matter from the perspective of the worldly point.
一切都是神给我们的。
Everything has been given to us from God.
那再从属灵来看。
Spiritually speaking,
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十五章第十节。
Chapter 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这个保罗先提到神给他的恩典。
Here Paul first mentioned the grace of God to him.
再来提到他怎么要报答这个恩典。
Then referring to how he was going to repay this grace.
那他说我今天成为何等人，这是神的恩典。
He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am today.
那到底是成为何等人？
What kind of person was he?
如果用属世的标准来说，
According to the worldly point of view,
保罗信耶稣以后啊，比信主以前呢更没落。
After believing in Jesus, Paul was in greater decline than before he believed in Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
他没有信以前，他是公会的议员，他是政治界里面出名的。
Paul was a great politician in the Sanhedrin before he believed in Jesus.
那他是加马略受教的，他是学术界里面出名的。
He was great in his scholarly sense because his teacher was Gamaliel.
他是法利赛人，他是宗教界里面出名的。
He was a Pharisee. He was very prominent in the religious world.
他是有影响力的。
He was very prominent and influential.
那现在信耶稣了，道理一明白，他说那个都没有用啊。
And now that he come to know the truth of Christ, he said all of those are rubbish.
所以他就把它放掉了。
He gave up all of them.
所以以世界的标准来讲哦，保罗信耶稣以后是很没落的。
So in the worldly sense, Paul, after believing in Jesus, he was weak.
但是从属灵上来说，
But in the spiritual sense,
我今日成为何等人？
What I am today.
还没有信主以前，
Before believing in Christ,
他是罪人。
He was a sinner.
他是罪人的头。
He was the chief of sinners.
这个表示罪很重啊。
Which means he was greatly sinful.
如果他这样就死了，可能地狱里面最深的地方是保罗。
If he were to die at that time, he would probably occupy the deepest hell.
因为他是带领人逼迫耶稣的。
Because he was the leader of the people to persecute the believers of Christ.
那现在神不但拣选他。
And now, not only that God has chosen him,
赦免他的罪。
And remiss his sins.
让他做神的儿子。
So that he can become the son of God.
进一步神提升他。
And one step forward, he was elevated by God.
变成主耶稣的使徒。
So that he can become an apostle of God.
从罪人的头变成主耶稣的使徒。
From a chief sinner, he became an apostle of Jesus.
他说我就是主耶稣的大使。
He said, I am the ambassador of Christ.
我是代表主耶稣的。
I represent the Lord Jesus.
圣灵降在他身上。
The Spirit of God descended upon him.
这个就是神差遣他的证明。
This was the proof of the anointment by God.
到处带有神的权柄跟能力。
He went everywhere carrying the power of God.
有证明他是主耶稣的带来的使者。
Carrying with him evidence that he was the ambassador of God.
那这样一个大的改变。
Such a great transformation.
他本身做什么？
What did he do?
他什么也没有做。
He didn't do anything.
那为什么这样改变？
Why did he have such a great transformation?
这就是神的恩典。
This refers to the grace of God.
所以从属世上的数算神给我们的东西。
So from the material calculations, the things that God has given us.
再从属灵上，我们在灵性上的那个改变。
And within the spiritual realm, the change of our spirituality.
你会发现这个就是神的恩典。
We see that these are all the grace of God.
我们来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节，第二节。
Chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed that we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
这里说，父是给我何等的慈爱。
What manner of love that the Father has bestowed on us,
here says. 就给我很大的恩典。
That this is such a great grace.
第一个恩典。
The first grace.
让我成为他的儿女。
That I can be called his child.
尊贵的身份。
Such a precious position.
第二个恩典。
Second grace.
主若显现，我要像他。
When he is appearing, I shall be like him.
就是我们要改变，成为灵体。
That we shall all be changed and transformed into the spiritual body.
跟主耶稣一样。
We shall be like he is.
荣耀的身体。
In the glorious body.
第三个恩典。
And the third grace.
我们要见到他的本体。
We shall see him as he is.
要永远跟神同在。
That we shall be continue to be with him forever.
所以这三个改变呢，都是神给我们的。
So these three transformations are given to us by God.
那既然我们领受神的恩典，就有责任。
Since we have received such great grace from God, we carry with us the opportunity.
我们看路加福音。
Responsibility.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
48节。
Verse 48. But he who did not know yet committed these things, deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed of him, they will ask the more.
所以这里说，多给谁就向谁多取。
Here says, for everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required.
神给我们五千了，神就等待我们要回报五千。
If God gives us five talents, then God is awaiting for us to repay him with the five talents.
多给谁就向谁多取。
Because the more you receive, the more it is to be required of you.
那多托谁就向谁多要。
And to whom much has been committed to of him, he will ask all the more.
我们不是说天天祷告得到神的恩典，快快乐乐活的一生死结束了。
We do not pray every day and receive all the grace of God, and then we live comfortably our whole life, and then the end of it.
神的恩典是带有责任的。
Because the grace of God carries with it responsibility.
所以在马太24章在讲主耶稣再来。
Therefore, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, it talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus.
马太25章就在讲审判的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 25 talks about the parable of judgment.
五千的，两千的，一千的。
The five talents, the two talents, and the one talent.
那一千的为什么没有办法进到天国？
Then why is it that the guy with the one talent is unable to go up to heaven?
不是他领受的少。
It's not that he has received a few.
是因为。
It's because.
神给他，但是他没有向回报神。给他的恩典。
Because God has given him, yet he did not repay the grace that God has given him.
他没有完成神的向他要的责任。
He did not complete the responsibility that God required of him.
所以在罗马书里面，我们可以看到三个债。
Therefore, in the book of Romans, we see there are three types of debts.
这个债就是我们的责任。
This debt is our responsibility.
那这个债就是从我们得神的恩典来的。
This debt comes from the grace that we have received from God.
我们看第一个债。
Let us look upon the first debt.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14.Verse 14, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise.
这里说，无论是犹太人、希腊人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Here says, I'm a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, to the wise and the unwise.
这个欠债还，这是责任啊。
It is a responsibility for us to repay our debts.
所以对聪明的、愚拙的、希腊人、不聪明的，我对他们都有责任。
Therefore, we have responsibility to the Greeks, the barbarians, the wise, and the unwise.
那这个责任是什么？
What is this responsibility?
就是传福音。
Which is to preach the gospel.
这个叫做还债。
This is to repay the debt.
那为什么传福音是还债？
Why is it paying the debt if we are preaching the gospel?
因为领受福音，这是恩典。
Because receiving the gospel, it is a grace.
所以我们可以得救。
So that we may be saved.
那这个恩典本身就带有责任。
And the grace itself carries responsibility.
你白白领受，要白白拿出去。
We have freely received, and we will freely give.
所以第一个债为什么？因为我们得到福音。
So the first debt comes upon the fact that we have received the gospel.
那我们的责任就是还债，传福音。
And our responsibility is to pay the debt, which is to preach the gospel.
那我们再看第二个债。
Then let us look at the second debt.
第二个债在第三章。
In Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
23节。
Verse 23. Verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这里说世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Here says every man had sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
既然是亏欠神的荣耀，所以要还神他的荣耀。
Since we have fallen short of the glory of God, we have to repay back the glory of God.
神造人的目的就是要荣耀他。
The reason why God had created man was to so that he may be glorified.
那今天我们受洗就变成神的儿子。
Today we have been baptized and become his children.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
但神对他的儿子有一个期待。
However, he has some expectations toward his children.
就是要荣耀他的名。
Which is to glorify his name.
所以每一个受洗的人都欠神一个债。
Therefore, every one of us who have been baptized, we are in debt to God.
就是要荣耀他的名。
Which is to glorify his name.
所以这个审判的一个比喻就是这个灯有没有油
？So one of the parables regarding judgment was whether we have oil in the lamp.
你如果灯没有油，就出去了。
If you do not have oil in your lamp, then you have to go out.
灯有油就进去了。
If you have oil in your lamp, then please proceed.
那个灯就是我们的好行为。
This lamp is our good works.
就是荣耀神的生活。
Which is the life that is glorifying to God.
那为什么要灯？所以你要放油。
If you have a lamp, you have to put oil in it.
那油就是圣灵。
That oil is the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告被圣灵充满，生活可以改变，荣耀神。
So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit in your prayers, then in your life you can reflect and glorify God.
那这样我们就还了神给我们的责任，这个债。
In this way, we can pay the debt and glorify God.
再来第三个债。
The third debt.
我们看罗马书。
Refer back to Romans.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
第八节。
Verse 8.
三章第八节，
Romans chapter 13 verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
这里说凡事不要亏欠人。
Here, owe no one anything except to love one another.
我们信主的人不要欠这个那个欠那个的，欠了一大堆包括钱，包括人情，一切债。
As believers of God, let us not owe one another anything other than love, such as money and.Favors.
但是彼此相爱要常为有亏欠。
But we have to love one another, and as a debt.
所以我们要还什么债
？So what debt are we to pay?
爱别人的债。
To love others.
那为什么我没有欠谁啊？为什么我欠他
？I am not in debt to anyone. Why do I need to owe that person?
因为圣经说我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
The Bible says we love because God first loved us.
神很爱我们。
God loves us very much.
这个就是我们欠的债。
This is a debt of love.
要怎么还
？How do we pay it?
还在神所爱的人身上。
To pay the debt upon the people that God loves.
所以恩典的另外一面就是责任。
So the flip side of grace is responsibility.
更多的恩典，更多的责任。
The more grace you receive, the more responsibility you have.
我们很不喜欢听责任这个字。
We don't like to listen to the word responsibility.
因为责任代表压力。
Because responsibility gives us the pressure.
但是我们很喜欢得恩典。
However, we would like to receive all the grace.
恩典太好了。
Grace is wonderful.
但是圣经告诉我们，得恩典就是责任。
But the Bible tells us that the moment you receive grace, you have responsibility.
所以莫迪改当王后，这是恩典，这也是责任。
So Esther became the queen. It is a grace, and it is also a responsibility.
所以我们每一个人要了解，恩典是好的，但是恩典的另外一面就是责任。
Every one of us has to understand that grace is good, but grace is also a responsibility.
那接下去就是要把握机会，把这个责任还清楚。
And the next step would be to take the opportunity.To fulfill this responsibility.
好，那我们怎么把责任还清呢
？How do we pay back this responsibility?
我们现在回来看以斯帖记。
Let's refer back to the book of Esther.
那现在以斯帖要去见王见王会死的。
Now Esther is about to approach the king, and it is a threat to her life.
那怎么办呢
？What should she do?
去还是不去呢
？Should she go?
我们看第四章。
Let's refer to chapter 4.
以斯帖记第四章。
Esther chapter 4.
十五节。
Verse 15.
还有十六节。
And 16. Chapter 4, verse 15. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai. 16. Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan, and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day.My maids and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish.
他说我这样我就去见完，我死就死了。
I will meet the king. If I perish, I perish.
因为这是我的责任嘛。
Because this is my responsibility.
那要见完以前怎么办
？Before meeting the king, what should she do?
请你为我禁食三天三夜。
Please fast for me 3 days and night.
这个就是人的本分。
This is the duty of man.
作为现在王的命令要把大家都杀掉。
Now the decree of the king is to kill every one of us.
我们需要恩典。
We need the grace.
大家才可以存活。
So that we can continue to survive.
但是要恩典，你有责任。
But in order to get this grace, we have responsibility.
你为我祷告三天三夜。
You have to pray for me 3 days and nights.
我有责任。
I have the responsibility.
我要冒生命危险去见王。
I have to go against the threat of life. I have to risk my life to meet the king.
那这个责任都尽完，就等神的怜悯了。
After we have all done our duty, then we wait upon God's mercy.
所以第五章开始，他就围着过去的传统去见王。
So in chapter 5, she went against the all customs to see the king.
结果神真的是感动这个王，就施恩接纳他，就听他的话，就挽救了这个民族没有被杀掉。
It turned out that God has heard their prayers, and the king met with her, and the whole people were saved.
所以这个告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
我们在尽我们的责任，要想到我们应该尽的本分是什么。
When we are fulfilling our responsibility, we have to think about what our duties are.
比方说 我们灵恩布道会快到了。
For example, our spiritual convocation is approaching.
如果我们希望我们的灵恩会更多人得到造就。
If we wish that many are going to be edified during the spiritual convocation.
第一个我们要为灵恩会祷告。
Firstly, we should pray for the spiritual convocation.
求神带领。
To ask God to guide us.
为那比较少来教会的信徒祷告。
To pray for the members who are lacking in church services.
那第二个，我们是这机会告诉他们，邀请他们。
Secondly, we take the opportunity to invite them again and again.
那这个人的本分做完了。
So after we have performed the duties of men.
那接下来就看神的怜悯了。
The next step is to see the mercy of God.
但是人的本分如果没有做完。
But if we have not fulfilled our duty.
有时候工作没有办法完成。
Sometimes we cannot complete the task.
不是神不同工，是我们没有尽我们的本分。
It's not that God is not abiding with us, but we have not performed our part.
要这样说，布道会。
For example, evangelical nights.
第一个，我们本分要邀慕道朋友来。
First step is to invite our friends.
第二个，为慕道朋友祷告。
Second step is to pray for our truth-seeking friends.
那这个我们的责任尽完。
After we perform our duties.
那我们就看神的怜悯了。
Then we wait upon God's mercy.
那神如果怜悯，就很多慕道者来，他会受感动，他会想要归入主的名下。
When God's mercy comes upon us, we will see that many of our truth-seeking friends are moved by God and then by the Holy Spirit, and they would like to come some more.
但是如果我们没有尽本分来邀慕道者，我们没有尽本分祷告。
But if we have not done our part to invite our friends or to pray for these true-seeking friends,
那布道会没有什么慕道朋友，没有什么人受洗。
During the evangelical services, there's not a lot of true-seeking friends that come, and nobody got baptized.
这个不是神不同工，这是我们没有尽本分。
It is not because God was not working with us, but we have not done our part.
所以当时的以斯帖把握机会要去见王。
So at that time, Queen Esther took hold of the opportunity to meet with the king.
但是她知道她有她的本分。
And she knew that she had her duties.
尽了，看神的怜悯。
She had done her part and she was waiting for God's mercy.
所以以斯帖记我们可以看到神给人的恩典。
So we see in the book of Esther the grace that God gave to men.
人对恩典的另外一面责任的了解。
And the understanding of the flip side of grace, which is responsibility.
最后要把握机会。
And then lastly, we need to take hold of the opportunity.
那这样，神的神迹、神的恩典就会临到我们。
In this way, the miracles of God, the grace of God will befall upon us.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
会有灵恩布道会。
We will have our spiritual convocation at the end of April.
大概还有三个月的时间。
We have about 3 months' time.
我们有应该尽的本分。
We have our duties to do.
两件事情。
Two things.
第一个,
the first one,
我们为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray for the spiritual convocation.
天天祷告。
Pray every day.
求神怜悯。
Ask for God's mercy.
施恩祝福在我们教会里面同工。
To give his grace and bless our church so that he work with us.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
我们跟比较少来教会的接触。
Let us interact with those people who are lacking in coming to church.
邀请他们来。
And invite them to come.
邀请慕道朋友来。
And invite our friends to come.
那我们这个本分尽了。
If we have done our part.
那神就会施恩。
Then God will shower us with His mercy.
我们做不到的，神又用他的恩典来补足。
Those things that we cannot do, God will fill it with His grace.
那我们就看到灵恩会也会很多的灵性得到造就。
Then we can see that during the spiritual convocation, many will be edified in our spirituality.
布道会会有很多的朋友来认识救恩。
And during evangelical services, we will have many friends to come to know the truth.
那我们最后为着我们的教会圣工灵恩布道会一起来祷告。
And finally, we shall make our prayer, and please pray for the church, and its ministries, and also the spiritual convocation.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.